It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Call her, 888-212-8871, or go online. It's not 60. I'm sure it's half of that. Right? And we are live with Lowell Ponte. And Lowell always has funny, good starting articles. The latest is on Blomberg. And we're going to post up the article. You also posted over on World Net Daily. I think you're a bit of a stand-up comedian, although you're a geopolitical analyst and author for many years. Can Blomberg's billions buy the presidency? Well, I don't think so. In fact, I think President Trump, who's known Blomberg for a long time, has been even golfing with him. He calls him, what's his first, his little nickname for him? I think he calls him by his first name, or Little Blomberg. Blomberg's got, he's a bit of like hypomanic, like a lot of people successful in the Fortune 500 company. So his company's been relatively successful. Even when he was successful by amplifying Rudy Giuliani's stop-and-frisk policy and was successful at cutting down crime and number of dead people that are black and Hispanic, he's now in a kind of apologetic tour going around saying, I'm sorry I offended you. I'd rather have dead black and Hispanic people than having you offended. I'm thinking, what? So if Blomberg thinks he's going to get himself elected with that kind of apologetic tour, the man must be starting to suffer from organic dementia. It's not really a logical thing to do. I don't know.
He's very strange, no doubt about it. In fact, the New York Times the other day had a short article on his past in misogyny and the demeaning of women,
right,
which was more than charming. Apparently, once he said, if women wanted to be appreciated for their brains, they'd go to the library instead of to Bloomingdale's. In another incident, he said, with a bunch of female employees of his around, he was doing a pitch for his computer terminal, which is extremely versatile, and he said it will do everything, including oral sex, although purportedly he used a cruder term for oral sex.
Really?
I guess Bloomberg was quoted as saying, that puts a lot of you girls out of business.
Whatever his past experience with his mama and his aunts and so on, it's not a good one. And the man obviously doesn't have respect of women. So I wonder why, when I think something like 50-some percent of the population are females, he's going to attract their vote when most women operate on two levels. They operate on an emotional level and an intellectual. Men tend to operate just on an intellectual, even if they're not, by average, as smart as women. The average female is smarter than the average male by 5 to 7 points. But there's 7 times more males with IQs over 170. That's an ugly fact. The problem is, women usually are much more, nurturing, and that's why they're the center of the house, or if they're running a restaurant or running a business that's a chain, they're actually better middle managers than most men, but they're not CEO types.
I guess the medical argument is that women have one organ in their body that is significantly bigger than men.
Yeah.
And that is the corpus callosum. That is the switchboard connecting the right and left-hand sides of the brain.
Right. So
women can think of 10 things at once, though they may not think of them with the great depth of a man thinking of only one thing with his total concentration. But you're right. Men tend to run to extremes. They're either very bright or very stupid, more of the
right.
time.
Right. And the other thing is that with women, you have to convince them with both an intellectual and an emotional argument. For example, one of the reasons why Trump is upsetting some women, even though he's a very good president, is that he tweets a lot and he counterpunches people that attack him. For example, this father that attacked him about a year ago or so, that wanted his kids to get a flight back from China after he exhumed them from going to prison for the rest of their lives for stealing merchandise in a Chinese shopping center. And they were really angry. He was really angry, so he went on camera and was very nasty to Trump, and Trump was nasty back. I would have ignored him. I wouldn't have, if I was advising Trump, I'd say, tweet about major stuff, not minor stuff, and then take action over major stuff. For example, I wouldn't allow the Star Chamber to occur right now, you see, because it's not just going to damage Trump, it's going to damage the idea of the presidency where he can have private conversations. If we had a transcript of every conversation or a recorded replay where people can dial in and listen to the damn thing for the last, say, 60, 70 years, right back to World War II, we would be appalled at the dialogue and discussions going on between our president and foreign leaders. And we would, in many cases, say, that's unreasonable, that's unethical, that's criminal. It's not. It's a dialogue. They're trying to negotiate stuff with people who aren't necessarily nice people. A lot of the people we negotiate with are our potential enemies, our potential friends, or there are multiple vectors going on. And what I see happening with this thing over Ukraine is by international rating, the third most corrupt country on the planet. And we know that even the previous government, Obama, tried to investigate the Burisma company and investigate the what was going on with just general corruption in Ukraine. But somehow Adam Schiff, and I changed the last two letters of the name to TT because that's what he's full of, and Nancy Pelosi, I call her Nancy Pelosi, the woman is obviously showing signs when she gets word-finding problems and so on that she's got early dementia as well. She says something in January that only if it's bipartisan shall we proceed, but they do anyway. They have a non-legal, non-rules of the road legal thing where you can't even ask questions or even find the evidence name of the so-called whistleblower. He's not a whistleblower at all. In fact, if you read the statute of the whistleblower statute, this guy is not allowed to be hidden, not allowed to be private, and doesn't even by statute fill the requirements of being a whistleblower. But yet, Adam Schiff can cut off Republicans asking questions of people in the docket, even on video, and to try to paint the picture that somehow Trump is guilty of something. We don't know what it is yet, but we're going to find it. It's almost like the mall's trying to find cheese in a place where it was a vacant cheese factory 10 years ago, and all the cheese is either eaten by other rats and mice, or it's decayed to the point where it's not edible. And I don't understand why we tolerate the Republicans and Trump tolerates these guys. They need to be either in prison with no book tours and no internet access, wearing an orange jumpsuit with a steel toilet and quiet time where they can kind of cogitate about why they should be in prison and knowing that they have tried to do a coup against the president. And it's not just against Trump. They're trying to destroy the office of the presidency so we can't have private conversations, any president, Republican or Democrat, in the future. Do they want this to come back and bite us again? That's what Adam Schiff and these other maniacs are doing.
Apparently so, and if you're trying to be medical about it, you look at Adam Schiff and the other Democrats, and they are a classic case of what Sigmund Freud called projection. That is, if you are a thief by nature, if that's what you do, if that's what you
right.
think about, then you tend to view everyone else in the world also as a thief.
Well, this guy's a psychotic.
So they've gone down this huge list of things that they have done and tried to blame the same on Trump, when in fact he's not guilty. Collusion with Russia, for example.
Right.
Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee definitely colluded with Russia in making that
right.
false dossier so they could spy on him.
Exactly.
So they are the ones who are guilty of that, and yet, of course, all their criminal behavior was brushed off the table so that only Trump would be accused. When that was discredited after a two-year investigation, did the Democrats apologize? Did they say, we're sorry, we won't do it again? Of course not. They just came up with another potential, so they could have a never-ending fishing expedition.
Well, I have two different accesses just currently that I'm working on to try to get directly through to Trump. And I'm not afraid to talk to Trump or any of his advisors around him and give him some facts. I put together a 36-minute video last weekend, which has now been put out several times in my mass email. And it's primarily for POTUS, but for the public consumption. I go over every major problem, economy, environment, whatever, and I provide solutions. And the solution for this current Star Chamber craziness that's going on, because it's not even a proper impeachment hearing, it would have to be the Judiciary Committee. This is the Intel Committee. They're not using the rules of legal road where you have right to cross-examine or ask questions or even see the so-called whistleblower.
Right.
Nothing about this is legal. Nothing.
Well, in fact, they changed the rules a month in advance so that the whistleblower doesn't even have to actually have witnessed some kind of wrongdoing. All he has to have done is heard a rumor about it, gossip about it.
Well, they could gossip about anything.
You know,
I remember a statement by Vladimir Lenin, you know, who 100 years ago under the Jesuits set up the Bolshevik Revolution, and he said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. In other words, if you want to prosecute somebody, all you have to do is identify who the hell it is, and we're going to prosecute him for something.
Yeah, that was actually said by Beria, the head of the secret police under Stalin, but it is true.
Right, but it was also, he repeated it too. But what I want to say here is we have a situation now where if I was advising Trump, by number one, I would immediately close down CNN with Criminal News Network and MSLSD and the Washington Post, I'd seize it. And I'd shut down any journalists and so on that are putting out what I call coup articles or trying to coup against the government. And people like this guy, Sunderland, he should be fired, okay, because the guy is trying to just cover his own butt. And in his initial statement, this was made by Fox News and also by Mr. Starr, who was involved with the original investigations of Bill Clinton. Why didn't he include this phone conversation which he had that said when Trump talked to him for 5 or 10 minutes, look, what do you want, he said, Sunderland said to Trump. And Trump said, you know, I don't want anything. I just want the new president, Zelensky, to do the right thing. He's repeated that a number of times, yet in his testimony, in his hour-and-a-half testimony, Sunderland tried to say, yeah, it was a quid pro quo, quid pro quo. He never had any proof of quid pro quo. What he wanted to do is say, and this is a law, by the way, it's a law that actually the president has to follow, and the State Department follows the lead of the president. They don't make their own. All these State Department officials try to make up their own idea and are frustrated, like Taylor and Kent, that they can't make policy up. It's made up by the president, not by them, those dummies. They might have a pretty looking tie, but they don't have the clue in to realize that they're led by the president. He's their boss. And what I saw happening,
they actually believe they have a consensus of the bureaucrats there, and
that's, yeah, I know they don't have
the policy.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
In other consensus words, the Constitution utterly behind. As to Sundland, you may remember his most famous telephone conversation, in which he finally had two objective witnesses hear what Trump may have said over the phone.
Right.
A couple of things they never tell you about that conversation, or rarely do, even though Associated
right.
Press was quite angry about it. Number one, it was not held in the U.S. Embassy.
Right.
That phone conversation was held in a public restaurant in Kiev.
Right.
It was held with ordinary people and probably Russian spies around listening to it. Number
right.
two, have you ever tried to overhear a cell phone conversation at both parties in a noisy restaurant? You can
right.
hear
the, when
the
guy has a phone against his head,
talking,
which
you can't hear the guy on the phone.
Sunderland had his head on his phone. He didn't have speakerphone going, did he?
Yeah, no. Well, if he did, then it's an even greater violation. But it clearly violates State Department guidelines and rules. You don't hold a conversation like that in a public place.
Right.
Now, that Sunderland had to do was walk a couple of blocks, go back to the U.S. Embassy, and he could have carried on that conversation on a secured line.
Well, what I heard is that Sunderland made a donation of $1 million because he's a rich guy. He owns hotels, and I heard this from my other sources we talked about earlier, and you mentioned it, that Sunderland was threatened by the Democrats that were going to go after his hotel chain, right?
He was threatened by one Democrat in particular, Earl Blumenhauer. Who, by the way, is an ultra, ultra left-wing Democrat. He's the guy who wears the bicycle as his lapel pin. He is a prime member of the Cannabis Caucus. He has been an active supporter of Antifa, these violent black-masked neo-terrorist Marxists who beat
right.
people up on the streets of Portland, where he was a city councilman once upon a time.
Wow.
When Sundland's statement was finally made, Blumenauer's first response was, welcome to the resistance against Trump.
You mean his statement a month ago or just today?
Today.
Today, yeah.
He just made a statement today.
So
this congressman is also one of the most active members, supporters of the Global Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, the BDS movement, trying to bankrupt Israel.
BDS, which of
idea
course they.
Who this slime ball is.
Yeah, BDS, again, is pushed by the squad and the ultra leftists in the Democratic Party, and if they succeed, they'll bankrupt Israel, so they don't even have defenses against Muslim countries who want to destroy and kill them all.
Well, that's the guy who was blackmailing and threatening Sunderland at his six restaurants and his six hotels in Portland.
So Sunderland is a gutless creep that has a poor memory. How's that?
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Lowell, let's continue with our analysis of the current state of affairs, right?
Oh, sure. Well, the first question that occurs to anyone, any thinking person about this, you have a U.S. congressman who is taking a prime witness before a congressional committee and threatening, ideally, to bankrupt him with tactics. Is that not witness intimidation?
Yeah, but you know that when...
Because he is for Trump or was appointed by Trump? Yes,
well,
witness
I think,
intimidation.
Absolutely, that's the definition
of
it.
That is a violation of law.
Well, I think, honestly, if Trump... You see, one of the things that's scaring the heck out of the Democrats is that Mr. Barr and Mr. Durham are going to proceed with not only FISA, but much broader than FISA abuses. And reports are coming up probably before December 1st. In the next 3 weeks. 2 weeks, I mean, now. And so that means, basically, the hammer's going to fall, the guillotine's going to fall on the Democrats, and you're going to start seeing people that are going to be indicted. And these are grand jury indictments. They're not just going to be a slap on the wrist. They're going to go to prison. And I expect you're going to start seeing this open up. And it's not just Trump trying to see if I get the goods on somebody like Biden so he can get reelected. No, no. This is completely assigned different departments that have nothing to do with Trump. And that means you're going to start seeing things like the FISA abuse, court abuse, the Ukrainian collaboration. I mean, I saw Devin Nunes actually quoting things before this guy Sonderland. And the Sonderland was sitting there like totally quixotic, just like, whoa, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'm thinking, this guy is really incompetent. He's supposed to be a negotiator and a person negotiating with Europe. Whoa, Trump, you made a big mistake. This guy may have given $1 million so he can kind of buy his way into having a post to be an ambassador, but he's a knucklehead. And he's mainly in this hearing, I can tell you, in his initial statement, just trying to cover his own butt so he doesn't get charged with some kind of violation of something and go to jail.
Well, remember, he already violated State Department guidelines by carrying out a phone conversation with the White House from a public restaurant.
Right.
In Ukraine. That is simply not done. But, of course, why did he do it?
Yeah, but he's incompetent.
He walked a few blocks back to the embassy and gone into a secure room to hold a conversation.
Right. Yeah, well,
he couldn't have brought his two witness stooges with him who were supposed to witness what Donald Trump said because there would be no pretext for putting them into the conversation.
Well, when
so
I
they
saw
couldn't come in and hear him.
You know, when I saw the statements by Goldman, who thinks is really smart. He's got a little right hand there, a little weak-looking right hand, kind of waving as he's asking questions, thinking he's so brilliant. These people are evil, man. I would like to see the little demonic entities like hitting the keystrokes with their demonic index fingers of his cortex, making him say these things, because these people are patently criminals. This is not normal behavior for lawyers. They should know otherwise, shouldn't they?
Well,
you don't act like
Democrats
are
certainly criminal, but remember, traditionally, a politician may come to Washington with the most idealistic thoughts, but every year he's there, he becomes more and more of a prostitute, more and more of a criminal himself, cutting deals.
Right.
And the same is true of ambassadors, potentially. In fact, the very definition of an ambassador that is used in the international relations, a field where I have a master's degree, is someone who is paid to lie for his country. That's what they are.
Why?
And as you say, he doesn't do it well. If he did it well, one could have more respect for him. By the way, Sunland is 62 years of age.
Right.
He is a hotelier from Oregon.
Right.
And he decided he would just spread kind of half accusations against everybody. But when pressed by Republicans on the committee to actually say, well, did Trump actually do anything wrong or illegal?
Right.
He couldn't bring himself to say that they did.
Right.
He just said, well, there is now a quid pro quo. Well, that's the minor problem, because he's already previously said in the underground hearings for Mr. Schiff, under oath, that no, there was not a quid pro quo. What that means is, was he lying then or is he lying now? Either way, he's a liar.
Right.
And therefore, he can't be trusted no matter what he says now.
Well, I think if they're actually, see, this is a pre-hearing. It's not, there hasn't gone to the Intel
oath.
Committee. Yeah, it hasn't gone to actually to a full committee of the House, because you see, the
no, but
Democrats,
it was done under oath.
Yeah, it's done under oath, but here's the thing. If they pull him before an actual committee and they actually have him try to compare his testimony to both sides, he's going to be dismissed as an unreliable witness.
Sure.
Right?
Now, the reason they had him under oath previously as well, remember, Adam Schiff was in the business of taking a selected sentence here, half sentence there, and leaking them immediately if they were useful to the Democrats.
Right.
So he wanted to be able to cover his own butt by making sure the witness had sworn an oath before making the statement.
Well, you know, I periodically get up, sometimes a couple times a night, and one of my dreams I had in the last few nights was I saw Adam Schiff in his pajamas in a cell with a steel toilet and no phone and no computer access. That's where the man needs to go.
And no,
he really is a danger to the Republic. He's really a danger to the Republic, and people have to understand if the American public are, how can I say it, not interested enough in the truth to watch MSNBC and CNN, I call, you know, the Criminal News Network, or call Clinton News Network, and MSLSD, and listen to these lying demon rat Democrats. And when you hear Devin Nunes or you hear Jordan, and they ask pointed questions that obviously take these candidates and pull them apart, like Taylor and Kent the other day, and this guy Sunderland, his initial testimony said, oh my gosh, Trump's guilty. Then you hear the cross-examination by our guys, and he looks like a total blithering idiot. Oh, you didn't mention this conversation in your initial presentation today, that Trump told you, I don't want anything, just want him to do the right thing. All he wanted to know is, if I'm going to give you $400 million, I want you to make your country less corrupt. He didn't want him to start the investigations or complete them before the election. He just wanted to know he's going to make the country less corrupt. That's it.
Yeah, he wants to know that there will actually be weapons put into the hands of fighting people in Ukraine vis-a-vis the Russians, that it will not all just go into the hands of some thief.
Exactly, because remember, we don't know where that $4 billion was given by Biden, that he was threatening to pull the money if they didn't fire this investigator. And they tried to say he was a really corrupt guy. This so-called investigator that they actually got fired have come up with actual political statements and so on, saying, hey, they didn't want me to investigate because I thought that the Biden thing was irregular, was corrupt. And Burisma, they were investigating it. So the problem is, even internally in Ukraine, this investigator they got fired by, and here's Biden, nervy bugger, lying and boasting about the fact that, hey, I gave him 6 hours, if he didn't fire him, they weren't going to get the money. I'm thinking, and now you're trying to backtrack this? If our American public vote for Biden, they deserve to get everything they have, including a nuclear threat against the United States. You
well,
stupid
Biden
people.
Biden clearly demand a quid pro quo because he was pulling an investigator off the case where his own son
right.
was part of the investigation, and his son was raking in up to $3 million a year at that time.
Well, I heard it was $3.4 million were given to Biden's son, Hunter. And he was getting an initial $50,000 a month just in that one deal. And then there was, of course, similar garbage going on in China.
Nothing about energy and nothing about Ukraine.
Right. So what I see happening here, and Biden has the nerve to actually come on and have that blank face, like, da-da-da. And now Biden is even flipping on things that he previously, 10 and 20 years ago, he wouldn't possibly say. But now he just goes along with the squad and the crazy leftists inside the party, and he wonders why he's now not the lead guy. And, of course, in Iowa, they got this smooth-talking Buttigieg. Buttigieg is a dangerous character, isn't he?
He's very clever, but he's also very twisted. Marxist.
Yeah.
A supporter of the Communist Party USA.
Right.
And what was Buttigieg? Well, he's certainly been a horrible mayor. I mean, he wound up causing all kinds of racial problems.
He disrespected his own police, so he actually could put chains on them and didn't properly stand up for them when they needed help. I mean, the way he's managed South Bend, Indiana is disgusting, isn't it?
It is. It's the same kind of thing we're seeing from Michael Bloomberg
right.
in his race, where he has... The one good thing he did as mayor,
right.
or the really good thing he did, was to stop, question, and frisk people who were suspects. And
well,
by
that,
the way,
yeah.
the liberals love Bloomberg because he wants to confiscate everybody's gun, but they hate him because he was stopping and frisking people, particularly minorities. But
right.
how else do you get the guns that are on the street? That's how you get them.
Right, well, these
so
are illegal guns.
He's being condemned for doing what they want to do. They just don't want to have to do it.
Right. And the thing is that these illegal guns are not going to have a license. They're not going to go through a gun show or whatever and have some kind of certification. They're bought illegally. I mean, if I wanted in half an hour to get some...
Well, understand, since almost nobody has ever given a gun permit in New York City, except the very, very rich, virtually anybody carrying a gun does not have a permit to be carrying it.
Right.
Whether the gun itself is legally owned or not.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? And then these the control freaks think that somehow if they take the hands of the guns out of the citizens, then they want to open up the prisons where 6% of the population are predatory humans that are born to great crime. 6%. That's a fact. It's a biological fact, okay? And we'll work with
I did a whole column on that, about a month ago?
Right. And then we have them, they want to have open borders. They want what's called, environmental refugees, eco-refugees. So if they come from a place that's had superstorms or whatever, they can come here, and we're going to give them everything. Free health care, free social.
Yeah, and when they come here, they destroy the environment here. They've wrecked the environment around the southern border of the U.S., for example.
Right. See, I don't understand why rational Americans would vote for this, but, I think if enough blacks, especially with people like Kanye West, kind of convince them to say, you know what, if you really want to have more black babies around, you want to make sure that a black baby in utero is not 7 times more likely to be aborted. You want to have daddy's home so the kids are not in the gang, the boys are not in the gang.
Well,
you
want to
have
first...
black people.
Good. Yeah. But the first rule that everybody should remember, when you're walking down the street and people are walking past you, just pause and realize that because IQ 100 is a median, that means that half the people walking past you have an IQ of 100 or less. That's the Democratic Party constituency, is those people who simply can't think. Them and a tiny handful who, of course, get rich from the government in one way or another. They have a rational reason in the short run to be willing to destroy the future of the country so they can get rich now. But basically, they are destroying the future of the country.
They've been taught not to think. For example, one of the things we talked about yesterday, we had John Moore on, and he made a very important point that I hadn't previously been aware of. The U.S. Constitution was written in script, which is, handwriting. In the last, say, 30 years, young people have learned only the word block printing or word roots that are printed. They don't know how to read script. The same thing that people are using, like social media, like WhatsApp or whatever they have now, not even sentence structure. They don't have to know how to construct a thought in sentences in a paragraph. So we have basically an illiterate population. Now, I have exercises I'm going to put up on my private Vimeo channel. That if you do them, it'll raise your IQ in minutes. Okay? One of them is called the Where's Waldo exercise. Okay? Now, you have to understand that people have been told not to think or not to ask questions or not to actually learn how to use their cortex. You can see it whether it's in private schools, public schools, churches, and even higher education. For example, when I went to medical school, they were a little concerned. I said, what are you concerned about? I said, well, you got a PhD in oceanography and genetics and advanced chemistry, we're worried that you're going to embarrass our professors. I said, what the heck are you talking about? Well, most people that go to medical school just have introductory organic chemistry. I said, what? You're concerned they're going to have a brain and be able to ask good questions? Are you kidding me? And they weren't kidding. And it came up multiple times over the next few years that I asked 98% of the questions in my class of 105. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you over-anticipate the answer to questions, you're going to score lower on the multiple guess questionnaire. So you have to anticipate what the level of intelligence is of the question maker, or you're going to screw up. So you have to be a psychologist figuring out how dumb is the person making these questions, and what are their a priori assumptions, so therefore you don't screw up on your multiple guess answers.
And that, of course, is part of the reason why your show is like going to a good college classroom now, because you teach people how to think, not what to think. You're not engaged in indoctrination.
No.
You're engaged in opening people's eyes to a much wider view of the universe.
Exactly. That's what you do, too. That's what we're trying to make people wiser, not just automatons.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when
right?
I lost my mind.
Yep. Yeah. So, returning, one of the things, the principles of this show that's very different from almost any other show, and you probably know this because you do a lot of other shows, I don't tell people what to think. I want to teach them how to be able to think. In fact, I actually reject the idea of accepting anything I say is true, even if it looks really logical and common sense. Or some people are dense enough, they want me to shut up and let my co-host speak, when the co-host is just reading documents or making blather that neither makes common sense, is decent, or even humane. Now, I tell people, I said, you know, the only thing that's good in the universe is God. And if you do God, which is Shema, Hebrew word for Shema, because I'm learning Hebrew now, a little late, but I'm learning it, and is the idea that if you ask better questions, the truth will open up to you, just like every paradox and every anomaly is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet.
By the way, are you saying that as in Shema Israel?
Yeah, exactly.
Adonai Eloheinu, that.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's the whole essence of the faith. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Once you realize God is one, I mean, that's what real monotheism is all about.
Exactly. Now, let me just finish my thought process here
so you can explain
this. Because I want to get people to understand this, because I have some recent complaints that have been put up on my YouTube channel. Now, you out there think you're really intelligent. I call intelli-junk. Because you've gone through public education, public churches, public political systems, and so on. And what I see is a dumbing down of human potential intelligence. We only use a tiny fraction of our cortex. Now, I can't tell you why I'm smarter, but I have some pretty smart ancestors. You know, like Sir Sanford Fleming that and our family developed the steam engine or set up the time zones, or my ancestor Moshe, who was actually Moses, and other people down through my family history. So I have a feeling it's maybe adjusted the genes, which is why the various projects such as 23andMe are trying to search for gene combinations to find out why some people are particularly intelligent. I can tell you characterologically why some people are more intelligent. And it doesn't mean their brain is necessarily bigger, but you'll see that if you actually look at the neuroanatomy, they have more neural connections because you have to understand what intelligence is. And the first thing about intelligence is, number one, you're not capable of dealing with cognitive dissonance. Now, the way you learn something is you can only learn something if it relates to something you already knew. Unfortunately, some people can parse their brain and they can believe in directly opposite things that actually conflict with each other. So they store them in a memory. It's almost like somebody that's a kleptomaniac that wants to put them in their closet or their bedroom. And before you know it, there's no room for them to even go in and sleep. Now, unfortunately, when people go through public education, they're told to regurgitate the words of their professors and teachers. And they get rewarded like little electrodes put in their pleasure center of their brain. If they do what mama said and daddy said and the teacher said and the pastor said, they get a little reward by patting them on the head or saying, here's your treat, go and be quiet. Now, one of the things that I've had is I do not have what's called a shut-up gene, which means, and the first time I had that conflict was in grade five, maybe five and a half, and I was in first year of school with the Catholic nuns, and Sister Marie Blackie said, this, all of you little people came down as angels, and you took bodies, and I said, Sister, the story you've told the class is a figment of your very productive imagination, and you're full of rope. And she looked at me totally in shock, and she said, what do you mean by rope, Deagle? I said, well, when you go to the bathroom, number two, it looks like rope in the toilet. Get out in the hall, Deagle. And she started strapping me. You know, better these nuns would you swing that strap right over their shoulder, until your wrists are going to bleed, right? And she's finally puffing, and saying, oh, man, she's getting tired from strapping me, because I'm not exactly Mr. Easy Pushover. Are you tired? I said to her, because she said, is that enough, Billy? I said, are you tired then, sister? And she looked at me like in shock, like, what the heck is this kid made of? All right? Now, I saw her again in 1976 when I was in fourth year medical school, and this time she had quit the nunnery, had five kids, and came in with a hot abdomen that had peritonitis. And I diagnosed her after I poked around in the emergency department, and we had to do emergency surgery and take a section of her descending colon out because she was going to die. And when I saved her life, she said it afterward in the recovery room, and up on the floor, she says, I remember you, Billy Deagle. And I particularly remembered when I saw the movie about Damien Thorne, the Antichrist. I said, I'm not evil like the Antichrist, but I'm not going to be compressed or pushed around by adults or people who think they know better because I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. So the first thing about people, whether it's biological or characterological, you can't deal with conflicting thoughts in your mind. The second thing is, you don't accept other people's worldview unless you can validate yourself, which is what I tell people out there listening. So they want me to shut up when I'm talking with co-hosts who just want to blather of reading documents or give their opinion, which is not based on logic and evidence. I have to intercede and make a comment, like when Josh Bernstein a few weeks ago made the comment, the only ally we have in the Middle East is Israel. Not true. I have Syrian and Jewish and Hebrew bloodlines in my family. My great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan and went from Damascus, Syria, to China and their family for thousands of years. And if he didn't dissect Syria away, which, by the way, has a mild-mannered British doctor that happens to have a Syrian father, who used to be the Syrian president before he had to take over from his older brother was a drug addict and alcoholic, and he has a British wife. So Bashar al-Assad is not a maniac, as the intel agencies try to say, and certainly not trying to gas his own people, even if they had different disagreements. We tried to do the Peen Act to try to see if we could dissemble the state of Syria, because it was in our plans to balkanize and break up the states in the Middle East. It was all part of our game. Now, Russia, who is now trying to return to faith, even when Putin travels around, he has a high-level Russian Orthodox minister that travels with him everywhere he goes. Do people know that? Do you know they think he's like a walking religious apostle like Paul when Putin travels around, although he's got a dark background going as a head of GRU? The religious people in Russia think the man is with his, I think they have a day or a weekend of fertility weekend to make Russian babies because their fertility level's so low. He did this a few years ago. And they don't accept GMO food from us. By the way, do you know that? And they think that we are paranoid. No wonder they're paranoid, because we put NATO in their back doorstep when NATO had no intention of ever being on their back doorstep. Our current plan to make Ukraine NATO is nuts. Don't you think it's nuts? It's a direct confrontation trying to say, Trump is trying to say, if you make NATO take over Ukraine, which even this guy Sunderland is talking about, it's a direct challenge to Russia. You know what? We're going to someday nuke you. So on October 5th, 2017, the Russians had a war game simulation of 40 million Russian citizens planning for a nuclear attack by Europe and America on Russian soil. And they believed it, because if you think the left are paranoid here, the Russians are more paranoid than anybody else on the planet, because we're scaring the hell out of them. Can you understand the logic of that?
Well, they're surrounded. They have the Chinese against Siberia.
Right.
They have Muslims all along their southern tier, and they, of course, are great white Russians, as they see it. And they have Germany to the west of them.
Right.
So this is not terribly uplifting from their point of view.
Right. Well, if you have to put yourself in the pants and suit of your so-called potential enemy to wonder why they're... For example, right now, Russia has nuclear devices was under Cortez in Nicaragua and under Maduro in Venezuela. Now, you have to wonder, why is this symptom there? It's almost like, why do you have a boil on your butt? You got a boil on your butt because you're eating food and you're diabetic now, and you've got a pathogen you picked up when you're sitting in a restaurant and somebody, and you scratched your butt after you touched the table with methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, okay? So the same thing goes with, why are we scaring the hell out of the Russians that could potentially nuke us? Now, we're setting up stages of things, and every kind of major war, especially the ones we have now, have weapons that could wipe out the human race. I'm a bioweaponeer. I was trained by Dr. Robert Brown in the early 70s, before when I did my PhD. He worked in Bethesda and on the T-virus in a facility, and Class 5 underground negative pressure facility in Rutgers campus, New Jersey. I got skill sets, man. I'm a scary guy. If I went to the dark side, damn it, the whole human race better be scared. All right.
By the way, if people would like to read some of the kind of analysis that you and I get into off-air, Craig Smith and my seventh book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, is out. It's time to buy stocking stuffers for Christmas.
Ah.
I would suggest you get a copy of this book, not by paying $20 to Amazon, but you can get a copy absolutely free and postpaid. Give it as a gift, read it yourself, do both. All you have to do is call 800, we'll pay the postage and everything, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
No, I want to complete my thought, and I want to get your response,
because
we have some time left. Okay, Trump is doing something unusual. He ticked off the Democrats and the deep state, both the left and the right, including Romney, by trying to make nice to Russia. Now, having Putin inviting him over and doing all those other things, like meeting him in Malta and so on, ticked off the globalists. They're enraged, including this guy, Sunderland, and including Taylor and Kent, who were enraged that we wouldn't, you know, do all these things. What's wrong with these people? That's like going down to a bunch of bikers that have got chains and lasers and guns and everything, and trying to punch the head of the guys in the nose and wondering if you're going to get alive in one body piece. Why do we go and try to tick off our potential enemy when they could become friends?
Of course, the challenge with Ukraine in particular is when Russia, when the Soviet Union collapsed, Ukraine was left as the, what, number three or four nuclear power in the world.
Right.
It had that many nuclear weapons on its own soil.
Right.
And it made an agreement that Barack Obama authorized and approved that if it would give back the nuclear weapons, it would be protected from ever being invaded by Russia. It gave back the nuclear weapons, and then suddenly Russian troops are sweeping over the
Ukraine. Well, what was it, what, four or five years ago? Most of the people there are Russian, by the way. But here's the problem. Eastern Russia, which is...
my wife's ancestors come from there, by the way.
Yeah, right. The eastern Ukraine is where the Satan or the Sarmat Russian missile systems and nuclear weapons are made. All right? They're very technically advanced there. And Ukraine was, in fact, part of Greater Russia. In fact, 200 years ago, Kiev was the capital of Russia, Mother Russia. Well, people understand there's history there. Most of the people in eastern Ukraine and in Crimea are Russian-speaking and Russian genetics.
Well, part of that's due to Catherine the Great conquering it.
Right. But here's what the facts are. If you want to not tick off the Russians, don't turn Ukraine into a NATO country, number one, which all of these, by the way, the consensus of these bureaucrats is trying to do that, which is why this guy, Sonderland, was there trying to negotiate to actually bring Ukraine into an economic and a political and a NATO alliance that would scare the hell out of the Russians and make the chances of a future war almost guaranteed. Right? We have no business taking NATO all the way to their doorstep. No business. Right?
Well, as a child, I would go to the captive nations rallies for Latvia, Lithuania.
No, you can still work out a deal where Russia doesn't, quote, take over Ukraine. But you sure as hell don't want Ukraine to become a NATO nation with all NATO troops and all the other garbage.
No, I think what happened to Ukraine is they suddenly realized that the U.S. was not honoring its agreement.
But they weren't, not only that.
Them.
They gave them, what did they give, what did Obama give them? They didn't give them even anti-missiles to stop Russian tanks. What?
He gave them his word that they would not be invaded.
They didn't
do
a thing, though. Obama did nothing to stop if the Russian tanks wanted to whip
That's
over.
The point,
remember,
yes.
They didn't do anything. But Trump did. Now, I get a kick out of this Star Chamber by Adam Schiff, HTT, by the way, and these other moron idiot Democrats, when actually the only ones actually supported, not only there, but also money for legal defense inside Ukraine, is Donald J. Trump. The exact opposite of what these dumb Democrats are saying is what Trump's done. Now, he might have held back like he's supposed to hold back in any country. If you're going to give hard-earned American money to the tune of $440 million to Ukraine so they can buy, you know, these tank-killing weapons and other material, you want to make sure they're not corrupt so it doesn't just end up in the hands of an oligarch so it makes them have a bigger dacha on the Black Sea, right?
Right.
So what I see happening is Trump should not tolerate this crap. These people need to be cool on their heels in an orange jumpsuit in a prison cell with no airtime and no book tours. No TV. I want to see the end to cable news that's part of the coup. I want to see the end to
and
Mr.
Adam
Bezos watching the Post.
Are a direct threat to you and me and to world peace.
Yeah. Now, you aggravate your enemies enough, and you're eventually going to die for it. And right now, if they start a nuclear war, Russia will nuke us flat as a pancake, and we have no defense. That's why I think what's going on is dangerous and crazy.
Which was most important because that was your...